Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host, Elaine Turso, and I'm here with my business bestie bitch, Paige Engel, who is going to be a part of our Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th, 2024. Miss Paige, for those that don't have the pleasure of knowing you, can you tell everybody who you are and what you do?
Of course. Bonjour. And thank you so much, Elaine, for having me. Super excited to be here. Super excited to make a contribution to the summit. I am Paige Engel. I am a visibility strategist. I am a bilingual travel entrepreneur, as well as a communications and marketing professional. And one of the many hats that I wear, but my specialty is helping people take their personal brands and knock it out of the park, as well as helping people enjoy their time while traveling in Europe, specifically France, through my business called Paris by Paige.
Yes, Paige and I, so Paige took me to my first international trip. I got to use my passport for the first time, and we went to Paris last May, and it was absolutely fantastic. If you are ever wanting to go to Paris or Greece, you got to call Paige. I'm just telling you.
Yes, so, thank you for that. You did good. You did good with all the stairs and the walking and all that.
There were so many stairs. There were so many stairs everywhere. I was like, oh, I'm going to die. But it was good. It was super fun and an unforgettable experience. So thank you.
Yep, I'm so happy you enjoyed yourself.
So let's talk about one of the things that you've been really good at is creating that personal brand for yourself, but also bringing that into your social media. You are known as Paris by Paige. Like, how did you start doing that? Like, what was the thing that helped get you to that point where you are known? People come to you specifically for anything having to do with Paris. Like, you branded yourself Paris.
Yeah. That's a great question. And thanks for asking that question. First of all, you know, we always say in the marketing biz that your brand or your reputation or what people say about you when you're not in the room. And I'm a true believer of that. And you want to make sure that you always have something that's lasting and that is intentional about what you want to be known for. So if you haven't had a chance to think about that, it's 2024 now. Now is the time to make sure that your brand is aligned with what you want to be known for and what people will come to you for. So, and you're right. People know me for Paris. People see macaroons. They're always sending me, you know, pictures of macaroons or what do I think about this restaurant or that restaurant or referring business to me. By building your personal brand, you make it easy for people to send business to you.
Yep.
Bottom line, if someone can say what you do or who you are or how you serve in one sentence, that helps you tenfold to get more clients and to get more business. So by making that easy for people, that is like a surefire ticket to success. So I started, you know, I speak French fluently. I studied at the Sorbonne in Paris. I lived there for 3 years and I would always help people out for free. Like, oh my God, my aunt and uncle are coming, going to Paris. What should they do? I was helping people out for free. And someone said, you do know that's a business, don't you? And I'm like, what? I'm just doing it because I like to do it. So if there is something, you know, we call it that sweet spot of what you're really good at, what you're interested in, and what people are willing to pay for, darn it, you have a special gift and possibly a business on your hands. So you want to make sure that people know that that's what you do, that's how you serve, and that's what you sell, right? I mean, we are so used, especially as women. I know there's a lot of women in your audience, as well as a few good men. But a lot of women, we are so used to giving things away for free because it's just easy for us. But what's easy for you is not easy for everyone. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Elaine, I come to you every time when it comes to like graphic stuff or just to plan out whatever. I'm just like, girl, it would take me 47 hours to do this and you do it in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like, there's value in finding people who are experts in what they do and what they have a special gift for. And there's value in paying for that service, right? So building yourself as an authority online and off, I think it's very important that you do it in both places, is so important for the trajectory of your business. I mean, if you aren't letting people know what you do, which I know a lot of times we are told not to shout from the rooftops. Girl, I'm shouting from the rooftops. Mm-hmm. We will be in Paris in September, right? Right after the Olympics. We will be in Paris in July 2025, if anyone is interested in going. You need to let people know what you're doing and how you can serve them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. What is one of the things, the biggest mistakes that you think that business owners or coaches, consultants, whatever, make when it comes to like conveying their brand online?
I think the biggest mistake is not honing into those like top three ways that you serve, right? You know, a lot of people will say just niche down to one thing. You know, I'm a huge fan of The One Thing, that book, and one service. But, you know, we're all multidimensional and we can help people in many ways. I think it's important that people know what those three things are and how you do it. If you are a whiz at group coaching, let people know that. Don't have them assume, oh, she only does one-on-one coaching, when you know that you love doing group coaching, let as well as one-on-one, right? Let people know the top three ways that you can serve them and that you can help them. And I think you need to say that repeatedly and consistently over and over and over again, and the same message across all platforms.
Yeah. I was just having a chat with the gal who helps us with our investments yesterday. And she was like, I was just reading like one of your latest posts on Facebook and I didn't realize you did all this stuff. Now I know like how to send you referrals better. So it's like, even though sometimes you feel like nobody's paying attention, oh, people are paying attention.
Oh, yeah. They're always paying attention. They're always looking to see what you're doing. Even if they don't reply, even if they don't do a comment. I remember a few years back, I was at like a music festival here in town, here in the Midwest. And someone's just like, oh my God, I love your new kitchen. And I'm like, what? I didn't even know that you even knew that I had a new kitchen. But I had put it on Facebook or, you know, out on social media and she saw it. So people are always looking. Sometimes people just don't know what to say. Sometimes people are just happy with your content, right? Mm-hmm. You know, as a personal brand, you know, when you have your business, you have to think about, are you building a business brand? Are you building a personal brand? Are you building both? I think it's important to build both. You know, I tip more to the size of a personal brand because you could be selling socks, but if people trust you, know, like, and trust you, it doesn't matter what you sell.
Yeah.
So that's why I tip more towards a personal brand, but sharing your life and sharing what makes you unique is what really helps you stand out. I mean, you are a huge fan of Friends, the TV show Friends. Mm-hmm. Make no qualms about it. I am a huge fan of the Golden Girls, and I'm not afraid to say it, that Sophia is my favorite. Those are the little, or you love dogs, or you like to sail, or you know, those types of things are what are going to be the factors that tip it for you when a customer is trying to decide, is this my person? Do they understand what I'm going through? And can they help me with my problem?
Mm-hmm. And are you relatable? Like, I think being that person, having that little thing that you love helps other people go, oh, me too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I think
that's important. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's more, you and I are always talking about let your freak flag fly. There are so many people in the world. Just because the folks around you or in your town or your neighborhood don't particularly, you know, walk in the same direction that you walk, doesn't mean that there aren't a million other people around the world, especially online, that will find it refreshing to find someone who is as special and quirky and all the things as you are.
Right. I know. The people that love Friends and work with me get it. They love it. They're like, oh my gosh, this is so fun, because it's how can we intertwine the fun things about the show? I figured out all the ways that you can take episodes of Friends and the things that happen, and how is that parallel to business?
Yeah.
It's a sickness, because I literally watch it a rerun. I'm like, oh my God, that's a great business lesson. Let me put that in my phone really quick, right? Like, it's crazy.
And you know how I am about my Golden Girls. I feel like all the topics of the shows that they discussed in the 80s are still relevant today.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like you can totally find parallels. So if you have something that, you know, you think may be embarrassing or you don't, you know, kind of offbeat or whatever. Those are the kind of things that you really should be sharing online and within your brand, because those are the things that are going to solidify it for people who are looking for someone like themselves to connect with and to purchase from.
Yeah, absolutely. So can you talk a little bit about what people can expect to learn from you at the summit during your 5 minutes?
Yeah, so I am really going to be talking about how important it is and some strategies on how you connect your personal brand on social media to get the results that you want to get, right? Like what we're talking about today, sharing those special moments or interests that you have and how that helps convert people into paying customers. So that is what I'm going to be sharing.
Right. And then you also provided a VIP video for those that have upgraded their membership. And I know we had a super fun time with that, talking all about the Googles, but can you talk a little bit more about what people can get when they upgrade?
Yeah. So one of the things I always stress is Google juice, right? We know Google is officially a verb. We've made it happen. When you meet someone new, what do? You go and you Google them. And just talking about how important it is to build up that Google juice and that reputation and your reputation management with Google and how you can increase that, enhance that, and make it worth your while, not only for yourself personally on Google. They have Google knowledge panels as well as a Google business profile. So that's just a little tidbit of what they'll be getting.
Yes. It was a really, really good video. There's so many amazing tips and nuggets that came out of that. So anybody who upgrades and buys the VIP ticket is going to get access to that, plus 35 plus other videos where all of our panelists are really diving in deep into their content and giving more meat and potatoes, right? Like the summit is kind of the appetizer. And then there's all of the meat and potatoes that you can access when you upgrade for $47. I mean, the price of getting pizza delivered to your house, you can come and participate in this amazing summit. So I'm really super excited. And thank you for always being there. Thank you for being a friend. Right? And every time I do something, it's like, we're doing it together. You know what I mean? That's like, right. I can't not have you a part of what I do, because we just are two peas in a pod.
I know. And I'll just say this, if you do not have a business bestie, that needs to be on the top of your list for 2024.
Yep.
Someone that you can bounce ideas off of, someone that will hold you accountable on your...
Girl, we can cuss here.
Okay. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You should be, you know, looking into your network, looking to the people that you previously collaborated with or project partners or, you know, stakeholders in your business. You should be looking for a business bestie, because I think it is the one thing that I know for sure that has both helped Elaine and I, you know, hit the six-figure mark, is having someone that is knowledgeable, that maybe has a different perspective, help you propel your business forward. So put that on your list. And you can say Paige told you to do it.
Yep. Get a business bestie. Like that has been, you know, being able to, we met in 2016.
Yeah.
Right. And it's just been amazing ever since. You know, we talk all the time about all the things. Right. And but also calling each other on your shit and be like, hey, I need to talk out an idea. Can you talk? Right. Like that's what we do.
It's good. And it's also good to find someone who isn't exactly like you.
Yep.
I'll say that.
Yep, exactly. We are the 8 and the 3 Enneagram opposites, right? Which I think is why it works so well for us.
Yes, absolutely. Yep. Mm-hmm. So kudos to you for, you know, doing the summit again. You're a great summit facilitator. And I'm so excited to hear all of the knowledge and nuggets that the other speakers and panelists are going to be sharing. It's going to be a great, great event.
Yeah, so can't wait. Yeah. We'll see you guys at the summit. Have a great day.
Ciao.